Good evening. I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2 UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for May 2022. Good evening, everyone. Leading tonight's broadcast is Presidential Comment. Here's our NZRT President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora and pamari. As we go into winter, I hope you're all taking the opportunity to take part in the various radio events, such as junk sales and contests. The next on-air event is the winter edition of Straight Key Night on Saturday, 12 June at 8 p.m. The NZRT website has the information link for those taking part. The next event after this is the Memorial Contest in July. Again, details on the NZRT website. The NZRT conference registrations are starting to trickle in, which is pleasing to see. The recent issue with the online registration form processing has been corrected and is now working as required. If using this method, please remember that there is no online payment method apart from internet banking. Details on the payment method are online, as well as an email you will receive after completing the electronic registration. The next issue of Break-In will contain the registration form, which is also available as a downloadable PDF from the conference website. This Break-In issue will also include information about the Sunday forums for those thinking of attending conference. We're still looking for presenters for the Sunday forums if you'd like to do one. The alternative program is coming together and should offer something of interest to those looking to see parts of Wellington. Again, details on this are in the next Break-In. The Cordy agreement is coming up for renewal, having last been signed in 2019, ending its three-year cycle in July this year. Contact has been made with Cordy and the renewal process has begun. While hoping to maintain the status quo with the current pricing, I expect that this will likely increase, as it is doing so everywhere else. So we will have to see what we can achieve during this process, and those clubs and branches affected will be contacted in due course. While talking about such agreements, the chorus status is at present a continuation of the status quo with no changes to the present agreement. If you have access today, then you will have access tomorrow. Please exercise all due care and responsibility when accessing a chorus site, as a simple error could lead to denied access to their sites for everyone. This is why you need to be a member of NZRT, as you are covered by our public liability insurance policy. If you have any issues with the chorus access, then please contact Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, who is the lead contact point for chorus. That's it from me, Jim, and back to you.
Thank you, Mark. The President of NZART, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Now, from Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, we have the results of the Jock White Memorial Field Day held on February 26 and 27th. The full results and report will be in your May-June edition of Break-In. From the Northern Region, first place ZL1XH, Tiarua, Branch 77. Second place ZL1SA, Franklin, Branch 10. To the Central Region, first place ZL2AB, New Plymouth, Branch 27. To the Midland Region, first place ZL3RR, North Canterbury, Branch 68. Second place ZL2KS, Marlborough, Branch 22. To the Southern Region, first place ZL4JF, South Otago, Branch 35. Second place ZL4NQ, Central Otago, Branch 61. To the QRP section, first place ZL1PO, Waikato, VHF Group, Branch 81. Second place ZL1LC, operating as Helensville, Branch 58. To the single operator, first place ZL1FU, Hibiscus Coast, Branch 80. Second place ZL2ARG, Nelson, Branch 26. CW only, first place ZL2ANN, second place ZL1BYZ. 80 metres only, first place ZL2KB, Kapiti, Branch 69, second place ZL1TEC, Tauranga Emergency Communications, Branch 88. Phone only, That was first place, Zedel 1VK, Papakura Branch 65. Second place, Zedel 1BCO, Topo Branch 60. To the backyard section, first place, Zedel 4DK, Otago Branch 30. Second place, Zedel 2FE, Manawatu Branch 20. Third place, Zedel 4LO, Marlborough Branch 22. To the home station section, first place Zedel 3RIK, second place Zedel 4SQ, third place Zedel 1KRH. And remember, keep February 25th and 26th free for the Jock White Memorial Field Day in 2023. And those results supplied by Stuart Watchman, Zedel 2TW, the Jock White Memorial Field Day Manager. Onwards we go now to Upper Hutt and join our NZART business manager, Debbie Morgan, Zedel 2DL. Greetings, Debbie.
Kia ora, Jim, and tēnā koutou. Hello, everyone. I mentioned in my last HQ info line that I have sadly not received any nominations for the Young Amateur Award to be presented at conference in September this year. I know that in 2021, we had six young people between the ages of 12 to 18 sit and pass the amateur radio exam. I am sure we must be able to put at least one of those names forward for nomination. You may have heard about Council's recent policy regarding subscription payment instalments. Simply put, NZART now offers a monthly payment option to cover the annual subscription. At the moment, while subscriptions are $115 for individuals and $145 for family memberships, an individual member need only pay $10 per month and a family member $12.50 per month. This, of course, will come into effect as at the 2023 annual subscription year, when invoices are posted out with the August break-in this year. If you are considering relinquishing your subscription to NZART, this may be a better option for you, so please contact me at headquarters for more details. Moving on, Phil Holliday, ZL3PAH, has kindly offered to write a regular column for break-in titled Technical Notebook. The first article will appear in the July-August issue of Break-In. However, Phil insists his column will not be bogged down with technical detail. If you have or know of anyone who would like to submit articles to the Break-In editor, please email him, editor@nzart.org.nz, or for HQ info line, nzart@nzart.org.nz. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Ka kite anu. Until next time.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's business manager. From the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, Branch 28, notice of their annual used equipment sale to be held on Saturday, 23rd of July, at their clubrooms, 500 State Highway 14, Manu, Whangarei. Doors open for sellers at 9 a.m. and for buyers at 10 a.m. Sausages, sandwiches, cakes, tea and coffee will be on sale. The Auckland VHF Group Branch 66 will be attending with a selection from their trading table. There'll also be a large amount of good gear, including electronic components, on offer. Bookings for a 900mm sales table are available for $10. Contact Paul ZL1PC 021 926 952. 021 926 952. Now there'll also be a sit-down hamburger meal at the Whangarei Clubrooms at 5 p.m. Make your own burger with supplied ingredients, $6 each, BYO drinks. The Whangarei team look forward to seeing you at this friendly social event. You might even find a bargain to add to your existing collection. And that invitation and information from Alan Walker, ZL1AW, Secretary of Whangarei Branch 28. Again, the date for the Whangarei annual used equipment sale, Saturday the 23rd of July. NZART conference this year is to be held on Saturday, September the 10th and Sunday, September the 11th at the Brentwood Hotel, 16 Kemp Street, Kilburnie in Wellington. For information, go to the conference website, www.nzart-conference.nz. If you want to contact the organisers, you can email them at contact@nzart.conference.nz. NZART Conference 2022 in Wellington on September the 10th and the 11th. Now for an update on Amateur Radio International news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
This week's newscast offers expanded coverage of the first hamvention to be held in the United States after 2 years of pandemic cancellations. Paul Brown, WD9GCO, was among those there, and he gives us a wrap-up of the weekend.
Thousands of hams once again converged on the Greene County Fairgrounds in Xenia, Ohio, as hamvention returned after a two-year absence due to COVID-19. Judging by reports from attendees, people were definitely ready to come back. The weather was typical for hamvention, and a storm did come through late on Saturday, but anyone who's been to hamvention knows that rain is nothing unusual. The Hamvention Committee, along with all of the volunteers from the Dayton Amateur Radio Association, planned a full schedule of events and forums that were well attended. The vendor buildings were fairly full, with a few noticeable vendors from years past absent, but those who were there, by all accounts, had a good amount of traffic. The legendary Hamvention flea market did seem slower than in recent years, according to eyewitnesses. However, with the threat of storms and the still uncertain COVID conditions, coupled with higher than usual gas prices, it didn't seem out of line. There were also many off-site events, including open houses at DARA and the National Voice of America Museum of Broadcasting. Our congratulations to the Hamvention Committee and all of the DARA volunteers on a job well done. It was good to see Hamvention return, and we at Newsline hope to return to Hamvention next year. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO, reporting from Xenia, Ohio.
Isle Sound Communications, well known in the amateur community and the world of professional audio, has announced a rebranding of its ham radio division. The division website has been redesigned and its product packaging will also have a new look. The company said that after having given a new look to its pro division last year, it realized it was time to overhaul the ham radio side. Isle Sound said in a statement that the changes achieve the goal customers have requested, creating an entity separate from the pro side of the market. The company was established by Bob Heil, K9EID, decades ago. A change in ownership within the company was announced in February of this year, with Bob staying as CEO Emeritus and continuing his involvement in amateur radio product design. In the world of DX, be listening for special event call sign 9M22DX from West Malaysia between June 1st and the 30th. The activation is designed to promote mountain radio operation as well as DX. Between June 3rd and 5th, this call sign will be used from the Bukit Peranggan Summit on various HF bands and modes. For the rest of the month, the activation will continue as DX position. QSL to 9M2CDX direct or via club log. Leonard K1NU will be active as K1JV from Shelter Key in Key Colony Beach, Florida, between June 11th and 18th. Listen on various HF bands where Leonard will be using CW and FT8. QSL direct to the home call, the club log, or via LOTW. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. And completing the official broadcast lineup tonight, it's Branch News with Stephen, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and welcome everyone to another roundup of meetings and events from around your area. And we start with the North Shore Branch 29 NZART, where the next general meeting is on Monday, June the 6th at 400 East Coast Road in Sunninook. Marcello Tognolo will speak on high-frequency data mode FT8. Over to Hastings and Napier, NZART branches 13 and 25, well, there will be a combined mid-year Christmas and 75th anniversary tea at 6 p.m, and that's on Thursday the 23rd of June at Off the Track Restaurant and Cafe in Hastings, which is located at 114 Havelock Road in Havelock North. Bookings please to David ZL2DW. From the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society, NZART Branch 20,
there is a mini junk sale and car boat sale to be held on Saturday the 18th of June, starting 9 a.m. And the location will be at Manawatu Amateur Radio Society Clubrooms at 65 Totara Road in Palmerston North. Now, the mini junk sale is to sell donated equipment, while the car boot sale is available if you want to sell your own equipment. And there will be a sausage sizzled too. For more information about the sale, contact Bill ZL2BILL and Pete ZL2AUB. Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART has its annual general meeting on Monday the 1st of June at the clubrooms in the Philip Evans Reserve in the service lane off Birch Street in Waterloo. Wellington NZART Branch 50 has a shed workshop on Sunday the 5th of June entitled Tips and Tricks for the ICOM IC7300 by several presenters, covering items such as connecting a larger screen. All members are welcome to present their tips on this popular transceiver. The branch's June general meeting is on Tuesday the 21st of June, featuring 2022 Midwinter ETs and including a presentation and demo on ENAMs by John ZL2JPM. And finally, there is a social group meeting planned for Tuesday the 28th of June at 1:30 p.m. at the QTH of George ZL2AG in Vicenta Avenue in Nio. Christchurch Branch 05 NZART have a Midwinter Club quiz at their next meeting on Wednesday the 1st of June at the clubrooms at 5 Idris Avenue in Fendleton. No preparation required, come along and make up a team, or if you like, go it alone. Questions on ham radio and general knowledge with talk of prizes mentioned. And finally to Otago Branch 30 NZART, which has a number of events during June. On Monday the 1st, Kath ZL3CATH from Christchurch will talk about the Branch 05 filter project. On the 8th, Alan ZL4MD will talk on the remote control of the club's Karatai Road site. And on the 15th, it will be the annual general meeting, hopefully at the club rooms, but Zoom should be available. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 26th of June. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for May 2022. Good night, everyone. Good night now.